Tired of home headaches, leaky faucets, cluttered garages, and DIY disasters got you down? Tune in to Around the House with Eric G., your guide to simple fixes, smart upgrades, and home hacks that save time and money. Now, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel at Around the House HQ for tips, tricks, exclusive interviews with industry-leading experts in design and construction, all in stunning 4K. Search at Around the House HQ on YouTube and hit subscribe today. Don't miss out. Make your house a home with Around the House HQ.
Ready to turn your house into the home you've always dreamed of without the headaches or huge bills? You're tuned to Around the House, the nation's number one home improvement radio show and podcast, with expert advice that's helped millions tackle everything from remodels to repairs. Hosts Eric G. and John Dudley have got you covered with the best advice and information about your home. Now, let's get this hour started.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Eric G. John Dudley, good to see you, my friend.
What's happening, brother?
We have got a great guest on today because it's something that nearly every homeowner has to deal with something at some point. We got William Gordon from 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE. Welcome to the show, brother.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you having me on Around the House. Good to meet you guys and I look forward to talking with you.
Man, this is going to be great because this is one of the things that I think as a homeowner is so hard to navigate. And if you dealt with something 20 plus years ago and you're dealing with it again, things have changed a lot. The world has changed in water damage and how you deal with it. It's not just let's get a dry out and call it a day.
Yeah, I've been in the business for a long time, 42 years or something like that. And yeah, what we did in the 1980s compared to the science of how you assess a job now is dramatically changed. So that's a good thing. We have way better tools for determining, you know, what's been affected by water and better tools for drying and rapidly, you know, restoring homes. So the tech, that's one thing that's changed in the last 20 years is just technology, both physical technology and computer technology.
Yeah, no question. I keep saying, and I make some people get nervous when I say it, but I say that the mold in your home is the new lead paint asbestos type issue that people aren't really got their arms around yet. And water damage, if it's not dealt with correctly, can do just that and cause some serious issues.
Yeah, mold is a tough game. I like to say mold, you need to respect it. You don't need to fear it, run into the street in panic, but you do need to respect it. And it needs to be dealt with. If you have a situation, whether it's large or small, it needs to be addressed. Because mold, the thing about mold is whatever your health condition is, mold will make it worse.
Sure.
If you're a nice, healthy person, you know, you can, you know, it may not affect you a great deal or it'll wear you down slowly. But if you've got any kind of respiratory or other, you know, health issues, mold's not good for you. Going to make it harder.
Yeah, William, it's interesting. Yeah, I mean,
especially post-COVID with the people that have gained so many new health issues because of that, my mother being one of them. Man, it's, you got to be super careful now because, you know, we're all more susceptible.
People are more aware of their health and respiratory. And so, you know, you want to address these things and so that they don't become a long-term problem.
Yeah.
So, William, my question for you is, let's just dive right into it. Let's say somebody comes home from the store and we'll go something common. Let's say it's the rubber hose behind the washing machine failed. And, you know, you had that basic garden hose running wild in the house for an hour. What's the, after them shutting that off and stopping the water, what's their next step?
Well, you want to do what you can to contain. A homeowner has a responsibility in that example, probably an insured loss. Insurance company is going to help you out and take care of the costs of repairing that situation. But you have a responsibility to mitigate the loss to the best of your ability. You know, I'm in the drying business, restoration industry, the side of the restoration industry. So I am always an advocate for quick response. If you've got water that's traveled under walls or down through floors to a lower level across underneath a kitchen floor or wood floor, a lot of laminates and wood floors these days, you should be calling for assistance. And that's a experienced, trained restoration professional is what you need. Obviously, you contact your insurance company and file a claim, most likely.
Yeah, good call, because I tell you what, I know so many people, they go, okay, well, I got it dried up. It's been a couple days. And I'm like, oh, those couple days can be expensive if you don't
get out. Yeah, I spent 20 years on call, and I spent a fair amount of time in the at 2 a.m. saying, you know, we really ought to come out now.
Yeah.
So nobody wants people out in their house at 2 in the morning, you know, because they really want to sleep or try to go back. They don't want to face it. They want to go back to bed. But I spent time saying, you know, it'd be a lot better for you because 3 hours can make a great deal of difference in terms of how far water moves and soaks into things. And so, you know, all restoration companies are striving for a 1 to 2 hour response time, depending on your marketplace and your distance, traffic and so on. But, you know, the object is to get out and get this thing curtailed before it becomes a more expensive or in worst case, you know, if you wait 2 or 3 days, then you're run the chance of mold growth or some kind of growth that's going to complicate the process.
Yeah. Not only that, but water's so insidious. As we all know, you know, it will crawl your wall. So, you know, what was 2 inches up the wall is now a foot up the wall.
Well,
you
know, right. It moves. Yeah. We say it moves in an H pattern. It goes sideways and up and down. Everybody knows gravity, right? It's good. The water, your wash machine water is going to overflow and it's going to go down to the basement. I'm thinking of a first floor washer, right? But if it gets into the wall, it can go a foot and a half up the drywall if it's left unattended. And, you know, now you're probably tearing out that wall.
Yep.
And particularly if it's exterior wall with insulation, now we're into demolition.
Yeah, that's absolutely
expensive.
And the other thing is, too, I think one of the common misconceptions, and insurance companies are, of course, a for-profit business, and they do not want to pay more than they have to. And the thing is that not all water damage is something you can turn in on your insurance. Sometimes basic neglect, they'll look at you and go, should have fixed that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The problem, and you know, this is why it's really good to talk about scenarios with your insurance agent when you're signing up. It's easy to say, oh, I got water damage coverage, part of the policy. Thank you very much. Sign here. You want to ask questions about what if this happens? Or my neighbor had this happen. What if that happens to me? Will I have coverage? I'm a big advocate for adding backup, drain backup or sewage backflow coverage to your policy. It's not normally part of the policy in most cases. So it's normally not that many dollars to add. And I'm an advocate for probably a $15,000 of coverage. There's a lot of policies with $5,000 might get me to dry it out, but it's not going to get your sofa replaced that got wet in the basement. So you want a solid $15,000 of coverage for backup.
And that still might not be enough. I remember as a kid.
Sure, if you get 20, get 20.
Exactly. You know, I remember as a kid, we were living in Eastern Washington and my parents had just moved in, and this house we just moved, and it had this, you know, really deep basement, and the city was digging on the sewer line a couple blocks over, backed it up. And I remember as a kid watching sewage coming up through the floor drains in the basement. Of course, this is where my parents had the boxes of stuff that hadn't been unpacked yet, because that's what you do.
Sure.
And it was coming through the floor drains. It was shooting up like 18 inches through the floor drains, and there were 3 floor drains. And they put, you know, 18 inches of raw sewage in the basement. And as a kid, that was like poltergeist to me, going, what is happening down here?
That's therapy style trauma there.
Yeah. You know, I was like, wow.
Grab the video camera. You'll have something for life there.
Right. And that got expensive. And this was the late 70s. Even back then, the insurance company was trying to get them to pull the carpet up, send it off and get it cleaned and put it back in. Yeah, no.
I was going to say, I'm a big advocate of just letting your insurance agent know that as you're asking him these questions that you recommend, William, you'll be recording the conversation.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the backflow, unfortunately, is, you know, there's a group called the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration Certification, which we more lovingly call the IICRC in our business, that writes standards for how water damage should be done properly. And they've brought in scientists and insurance people and restoration companies. They've drawn from all corners of the industry and affected parties to write a standard for what you can save and what you can't save in each situation.
To find out more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Don't change that dial. Around the House will be right back after these important messages. Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone, and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen, it's completely free and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show. Welcome back to the Around the House Show. To find out more about us, head to our website at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Send us a message if you have a subject or a question about your home. Now let's get back to William Gordon from 1-800-WaterDamage.com.
The backflow, unfortunately, is, there's a group called the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration Certification, which we more lovingly call the IICRC in our business, that writes standards for how water damage should be done properly. And they've brought in scientists and insurance people and restoration companies. They've drawn from all corners of the industry and affected parties to write a standard for what you can save and what you can't save in each situation. The wash machine hose, that's clean water generally. And if you act quickly, most things can be saved. But unfortunately, if you have a backflow like you described, the geyser in the basement style,
Christmas stockings are covered in sewage.
Throwing away most everything down there. We'll save the studs, but yeah. That's about it.
Yeah, it was brutal. But one other thing I've noticed too, where homeowners can make a huge mistake, is they have that water leak, and maybe it's I'll come up with another common one, the ice maker on the freezer, the dishwasher, whatever, they call up, and when those break, they call up and go, yeah, insurance agent, and I'm not going to name names because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus here, but insurance agent, I had a flood. Right. You didn't have a flood, because that's not flood insurance.
Yeah, that's true. The language is, there's specific words have specific meanings and policies. Yet one of the things that was the challenge, let's say, of interviewing that homeowner on that first call was, what happened? Tell me what happened. And then I have to discern, is this going to be covered or not? Is it
angling for a kitchen remodel?
Yeah, that happens too. But it was... Yeah, because you have the widest range. I've had people call me up just freaked out. You got to get out of here. Things
Yeah.
My toilet overflowed and it's a disaster. It affected 5 square feet. So yeah, that's not good, but you know, we can handle that. And I've had other people go, yeah, I've got some water in the basement. I need you to come out.
Yeah, 12 inches. Panic.
Okay. Well, tell me about it. What do you, well, it's probably about a foot and a half.
Yeah.
A foot and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. That, yeah, you've that takes some serious equipment.
Consider the characters, right? And the emotional response accordingly.
So it's important to, from my perspective, it's important to ask lots of questions to figure out what am I walking into?
Yeah, and I see that too. And it's really depending on where the water's coming from. If you had a torrential rain and you had a mudslide with water that came in and it directed the water towards the house, that's one thing versus I froze a pipe and broke it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's clearly different scenarios and different categories of contamination, you'd call it. Yeah, the mudslide thing is category 3 water, we call that. That's, you might as well be sewage. That's not, that's, and those tend to do significant structural damage as well. So that, you know, that usually you're going to have to worry about bracing as well as shoveling to clear out the mess. But in most cases, generally homeowners, they catch the problem, they discover it within a couple hours of the event, and you know, we act quickly on it, get help in there, assess it. We've got great documentation tools to be able to what happened and where the water traveled, so that they can usually get an insurance claim paid pretty efficiently.
Well, you guys being a national company, it's got to be interesting because you work with all the major, you know, insurance companies nationwide. So you probably have a really good idea how to work with each one because, you know, each company is, you'd kind of almost have to probably deal with them a little bit differently, knowing how they operate once you get in there. Because I always take it like dealing with health insurance companies, everybody's a little bit different. And you're almost like the doctor trying to figure out, okay, how do I, this person has a broken leg, but how am I going to bill this?
Yeah, there's a certain art and style to the business.
That's what we call it, art.
It can be, you know, getting paid or getting coverage established is partially an art form because, you know, policies are generally the same. There's rules and laws about what's covered and what's exclusions are written. But yeah, you hit it on the head. Different companies have different points of view about how coverage should be applied or, you know, how, I hate to say it, but if their stock hasn't performed very good lately, they might be a little tougher.
Yep.
It's, you know, it's a business. They have to make money and they've got the actuarials figuring out, you know, what's the cost of the losses. And so, yes, as restorers and homeowners, you want to be listening and speaking clearly about what your expectations are, what the loss is, and asking them questions about coverage. And from my perspective, you know, we're writing a scope that's going to be the best possible outcome for the homeowner and a fair result for the insurance company. Most insurance companies are willing to pay the claim if it's properly documented.
There we go.
That's the crafty part. You know, Dean, Eric, my ex-brother-in-law. So in the 90s, him and his buddy Rick had a water damage restoration company working for insurance companies. And that was a big piece of it, right? Like how they presented it to each specific insurance company and how they got paid for it. The homeowner got taken care of. And yeah, definitely kind of a juggling act.
It's one of the advantages we have as a franchise. We employ people with 30 years of insurance and estimating experience to support our people. So, and you know, whether our guy in Virginia or our guy in Portland goes out to do a loss, he can make a phone call or submit an estimate for review to our team to get them the right answers, make sure that everything's properly documented and that, you know, it. And we have people that know about coverages that can speak to an adjuster on their level. So
there's so much value in that as a business, you know, so much credibility and so much value when you know a company like yours can go to the insurance company and get it done for you as a client. That would be heartening versus going to somebody like my ex-brother-in-law who is, you know, a 2, sometimes 3-man operation. And those guys are scrambling around and they're 28 years old and they're like, I think we could probably get you. And succumbing to the homeowner's will or wish to, you know, angle for a kitchen remodel kind of thing. And, you know, and they're falling for it. And you're like, well, guys.
That, that occurs. And, you know, sometimes you have to be diplomatic about, well, here's the thing.
Yep.
I can do this, but if you want me to do that, that's probably an extra charge.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we need to maintain our reputation in order to be a good partner.
Absolutely.
You know, for all of our clients. If insurance companies lose trust, then you can't work with people and it becomes hard to be a good partner for your client. And our customer satisfaction ratings are really high. So we're one of the leaders in the industry in that. And so we work really hard to keep job on course for our homeowner so that they get a good product at the
end. Hold the standard. Yeah. It speaks directly to something that you can ask Eric. I'm always preaching like, just pay the pros, Experience is worth every extra penny you might spend on company that's been doing it for 40 years versus guy that just started his business 9 months ago. Not saying that, you know, some of these younger cats can't do it well, but it goes a long ways to pay the guys that have dealt with thousands of insurance claims versus 10.
And I've seen, Johnny, I've seen so many things go bad when somebody jumps on Nextdoor or Facebook Marketplace and grabs the guy that's cheap and, you know, they've been hounding on that page for a while and they might not be licensed, bonded, and insured. And that's where nightmare projects come from.
Around the House will be right back to continue our conversation with William Gordon from 1-800-WaterDamage.com after a word from our sponsors. We are just getting started.
Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show.
Hey, contractors, remodelers, designers, and construction pros. Producer Jim here. Pumped to announce the Around the House Pro Insider podcast is back. After a 10-month break, we were recharging, but now we're ready to supercharge your business. Get expert insights, growth strategies, and a few chuckles to elevate your game. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss out, or I'll show up to reorganize your job site. Around the House Pro Insider. We're back, better than ever. Catch the show on your favorite podcast player. Welcome back to the Around the House show. To find out more about us, head to our website at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Send us a message if you have a subject or a question about your home. Now let's get back to William Gordon from 1-800-WaterDamage.com.
And as a customer, you have to realize that guy's angling for his share of your insurance money too, because he's the new kid on the block and he wants to make a buck and he thinks insurance claims are easy money and I've seen it all as a contractor.
And people who don't
the guy you want to call.
People who don't have proper insurance coverage as a business are either not understanding the business or they're not invested in being a professional company. They don't plan on staying in business. They're going to be a temporary. Temporary company as far as longevity. Yeah, you mentioned the other side of it is homeowners, you need to help with these things. So putting a fan on it and hoping that it's going to dry is probably not the best plan. I've worked in some marketplaces where my toughest competition was my own customer who just wasn't really willing to pay for somebody to come and dry it out. And I'd say, okay, well, here's what you should do. But you know, we say anything you pay for water damage, you know, whether your situation's large or small, you're probably going to multiply that by 10. If you don't take care of it properly and now it's become a mold problem.
Yeah.
Now you have containments and PPE and, you know, air scrubbing and all this hygienist doing testing that really magnifies the cost.
$400
and your insurance company starts at, you know, depending on your coverages. Insurance company may say, well, you should have took care of that the first day. We really don't think we should cover that. Then so, it's William, a debate.
I got a question for you. Are you seeing out there, because, you know, the trends have changed so much. We've learned so much with water damage and mold and that kind of stuff. And as we talked about earlier in the show, that how these things are treated and handled and resolved are way different than they were 20 years ago. How are homeowners doing out there on coverages? And everything's more expensive, from materials to everything else. Are you running into a lot of underinsured homeowners, or is it kind of a mix of that?
I'd say it's a mix. I mean, certainly not having coverage or not buying the extra rider is always a worry. And we try to question about that and make sure we know what we're getting into, because we want to help the person any way we can. But sometimes you have to say, well, here's your situation, and maybe there's something you can do on your own that save you a buck that, you know, isn't going to be covered because you didn't have the policy you should have. And we have to be delicate about that, because insurance agents sometimes don't remember to ask. But at the same time, homeowners a lot of times just don't want to pay or don't want to listen when the agent's saying, well, you really should have this coverage. And, you know, you're always thinking that guy wants my money. But when you have a loss, you're happy to have the insurance.
Well, and, you know, maybe you're saving $50 a year or $100 a year, even $200 a year. But the risk of six figures can be a sure difference when you don't have that coverage and go, well, yeah, I know, but I had that water damage in the basement. And yeah, I forgot that this mid-century house had asbestos tiles and black asbestos mastic holding them down that just got ruined, and they're floating up. And the lead paint that was down there, because it was painted really nicely in 1966.
Yeah.
And we just keep going, and all of a sudden you just put a 10X on a project cost.
Yeah, that's a lot to consider.
Yep, it's all a factor. And the dirty little secret is there's still drywall mud out there that has asbestos. So as you guys probably know, there's a few materials that come, you know, are imported from various directions that still have this stuff in. So we do test quite often every job for those things, depending on what we have to remove.
Yeah.
But of course, what you're talking about is almost a given. If you have an older home with 9x9 tiles, I have a property I own. I had to pull up the tile floor in order to put down a new carpet because it had 9x9 tiles, and there
that
was.
That makes all of us that have done that.
Yeah.
And I have a question, actually. Both Eric and I from the Northwest. I'm originally from Seattle area and was contractor up there for almost 30 years. So water damage was a given, right? Everybody's got a leaky basement, and we've all dealt with it in our own ridiculous ways. I'm kind of a dunderhead like that, but.
Well, yeah.
How do you approach a situation where somebody knew they had water coming in, but it only happens 3 times a year in the winter, but finally they've got mold and water, you know, a foot and a half up the wall, and they're like, there's water damage, but it's been going on for like, hey, I mean, I know how you guys deal with it, just like you would deal with regular water damage, but how does that pass with the insurance company? Then they're going to say that's neglect, right? I'm saying that so that the listener is like aware of, hey guys, pay attention and maintain things. Otherwise, you're going to get bit.
Yeah.
And that's you what nailed I'm trying it. To warn
Maintenance
against.
And regular inspection is a key, you know, having that winterizing checklist and spring cleaning checklist is valuable, because that you catch those things before they become bigger problems. And yes, if you've had a leaky pipe or, you know, you get somebody drilled a screw and it just barely popped the pipe, and now it's been running down.
Never done that.
For 6 months. And, you know, 6 months, and it never got wet enough to really run out on the floor. But when you go to change out the bathroom, you open up the wall and went, what's this? So, that, you know, we have honest discussions with the insurance company about what's the coverage. Sometimes, occasionally there's coverage. But sometimes there's not. And so then we're just trying to minimize it for the homeowner. You try to get it clean and sanitary so they can put it back together. I mean, if you've got it apart, it has to be put back together.
Right.
And a matter of making it clean and dry and safe.
Remediation and detonation, you know, at that point.
If you're you guys' side of the business, so you open up and find something like that, my advice is close it back up and get some help.
I just spray a bunch of kills on it, call it a day. Yeah, that seal the wall back up.
Throw some
tape. That's one option, but it's pretty temporary. But it's, you want to contain the problem so that you don't end up having to clean the whole house. We did something in a wall that we should have contained off before we mitigated it. So
yeah, I could have made a water damage commercial probably about 8 years ago in a rental house that I had before I bought my house that I was in before. And I'm putting up the TV, so I got the lag bolts to put it into the studs, and I use my stud finder, and it's on 16 on center. It's great. It's perfect. I set it in, and that wasn't a stud. That was a one-inch CPVC water line going up to the second floor. Luckily, I had the windows open. That shot water out so hard on the other side of the living room, which was 12 feet. It knocked the screen out of the window and hit the deck. So 90% of the water went outside and not on the hardwood floor. So it was an easy cleanup. But
impressive.
Yeah, that was like made for a TV show right there. That was just one of those disasters where.
Yeah, get the video camera.
Yeah, I wish I was shooting that one because that would be a go-to for how to not do it right.
I felt so bad for a homeowner that had a problem. He had a backup, and it was a city line backup. You know, you think you mentioned it earlier, and he was helpless. He'd called for help, but there was nothing he could do to stop it. And so he just pulled out his video camera and started videoing, and we got the best footage you ever saw.
Get a couple commercials
for all of our training classes for future references. This can happen to you. So
yeah.
Worst I ever did was not sweat the cap on a 1-inch water line, but that was new construction, but it did shoot the cap completely to the neighbor's yard and flooded all my new plywood.
Yep.
I just threw some fans on it. Don't worry about it.
You're good. Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
William, what are you seeing out there as the most common ones that you're running into that are causing water damage? Is it the washer and dryer? Is it the dishwasher? What are you seeing out there as some of the most common ones that you run into?
Yeah, you hit upon a couple of my favorites. Those rubber hose washer lines, they talk about using those steel braided. You want to replace them with steel braided? That's not a joke. You want to do that because, the rubber line will... It'll develop a pinhole or something eventually. And, it may take years, but sooner or later, that's a moneymaker for me. And same goes with we love refrigerators with ice makers. And you can roll that guy in and out to clean under it back and forth several times with no problem. And son of a gun, the 26th time.
Around the House will be right back to continue our conversation with William Gordon from 1-800-WaterDamage.com after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com.
Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show. Welcome back to the Around the House Show. To find out more about us, head to our website at aroundthehouseonline.com. Send us a message if you have a subject or a question about your home. Now let's get back to William Gordon from 1-800-WaterDamage.com.
William, what are you seeing out there as the most common ones that you're running into that are causing water damage? Is it the washer and dryer? Is it the dishwasher? What are you seeing out there as some of the most common ones that you run into?
Yeah, you hit upon a couple of my favorites. Those rubber hose washer lines, they talk about using those steel braided. You want to replace them with steel braided? That's not a joke. You want to do that because, the rubber line will... It'll develop a pinhole or something eventually. And, it may take years, but sooner or later, that's a moneymaker for me. And same goes with we love refrigerators with ice makers. And you can roll that guy in and out to clean under it back and forth several times with no problem. And son of a gun, the 26th time.
Yeah.
You come home and the water's all over the kitchen. Now, those are frozen pipes in the winter, the backflows. I don't know. Toilets. Backup work is probably 30 to 40% of the business.
Wow.
I think we're dealing with coverage questions or limited coverages.
Mm-hmm.
Next is, pipe breaks, like you say, the toilet lines. Somebody, puts a rag in the drain and forgets and so leaves something running.
Yep.
Go away for the holidays and somehow you got water running out the front door.
Yeah,
that's all out there. It's a collage of things that happen. And, when you're in a marketplace, there's enough of it going on that there's always something for us to do.
And I think in the kitchens is where I think the biggest struggles for the industry are out there. And this is where it can get expensive because maybe you've got that 10-year-old kitchen that's the oak kitchen that was put in. Or maple or something like that. You have the water damage under the dishwasher. Now the sink base maybe is a little punky and the cabin on the other side's a little punky and the homeowners are expecting, I have got a beautiful kitchen coming. That's not usually how that works, unfortunately.
Yeah, insurance policies are well written to not extend farther than they have to.
Like you said, they're a business.
They'll cover the damage, but they don't necessarily, replace the countertop because the lower cabinet's bad. And, depending on how old your cabinets are, you have a big discussion about, the uppers have to match the lowers. Well, that's fine, but some policies will cover that and some don't. That's one of those nice questions to ask your agent when what can you afford? Do you want the policy that replaces the upper cabinets because they don't match? Or do you want to save some money and just worry about the direct damage? It's nice to think about that ahead of time so that you're not in an ugly conversation. Because, insurance adjusters don't like to be bad guys, but they're looking at black and white of what the policy says. And
it's just math at that point. They're not bad guys.
It's math. And it's a discussion about, what does like, kind, and quality mean?
Yeah. And unfortunately, you can't expect them, and I can't believe this is coming out of my mouth, but you can't expect them to understand your attachment to your cabinetry or your flooring or your, to them, it's just another floor. And that's fair. It's a business.
They know it happens.
Yeah.
But the reality is sentimental value is not insured.
Yeah. Not an actuarial figure.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well,
then the other thing is too, is that when you jump into kitchens, this can be such a little snowball that turns into an avalanche, because now if you're replacing all the kitchen cabinets and maybe they got that weird old oven that won't fit back in there, or, there's always those weird things. And once you're replacing that, new electrical code says you got to have two new circuits coming in here.
Yeah.
And now it's kitchen remodel time, not just repair and replace. And some of those things are going to be covered and some aren't.
Yeah.
Very true. And again, that's a policy variation. It's a conversation to have ahead of time if you're, a savvy purchaser of insurance and, decide your budget. But we have lots of conversations with people about, is it time to remodel?
Right.
Because we can go this far and take care of half the cost, but that new stove you're talking about, or is it time to upgrade those appliances now?
Well, it's
because the kitchen's tore apart.
It's kind of a, while we're here, guys, you might want to consider.
Think about it. Do we, amazingly, we have companies out there, finance companies who work owners in that exact situation to help them finance.
Yeah.
Either the deductible that they're, because deductibles are going wild these days. Ooh. One of the things you talk about in new trends is deductibles based on the percentage of the policy instead of a flat. I remember the day when people had $100 deductibles.
Yeah.
And now it's 5,000 is a pretty normal deductible. Mm-hmm. And that's a pinch when you get right down to it. It saves you money on the monthly premium, but it's a ton. When you get into percentage of policy stuff, you can have five figure deductibles then. So
yeah,
it's all about, managing expectations, managing fair billing for fair work, and good communication about what we can do and what's going to cost extra.
Well, William, that's a great thing about you guys over there at 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE. You've got those resources that unfortunately, that local little guy is not going to have, because there's no way for them to use that enough for it to make sense. But you guys, with the national footprint of franchises out there, it does make sense for that, because you're right. If you are having to replace an oven cabinet for a built-in oven, it might not make sense to cut that new one out and put a 30-year-old oven in it. When that thing dies in a year or two, if you're lucky, you're now replacing that cabinet again because it's not going to fit.
You're having a handful of people on staff that have, 30 plus years experience. They can make suggestions on how to get coverages to apply properly. They can talk about alternative solutions that are affordable. And so there, a lot of experience comes with having to have solved a problem somewhere along the way, and opportunity to do it for people again.
Yeah, that's invaluable. Experience.
You guys are, we're going to run out of time pretty soon in the hour here, but you guys are all across the country. I mean, you're not a little tiny small company by any means.
Yeah, we are a big network. We're from New Hampshire to Florida to San Diego to Portland, and all points, in between, all the major markets and a lot of minor ones too.
Yeah.
And so, we're certainly out there that, our number's our name, 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE. And, you call that number, you'll get the closest expert. And the beauty is we're part of Belfour Franchise Group, and Belfour's the largest restoration company in the world. So we have resources, both experience and intelligence and assets. My favorite saying, people coming into the business is, if there's enough money and enough time to solve a problem, we can get a solution. If it requires a helicopter, I can get you a helicopter. It's been done. It's out there.
There's been a time or two.
That's the beauty of the resources. And we're certainly, willing to do everything we can, large and small, to help people solve the problem.
William, I can say I have used the helicopter once.
There you go.
See?
I've used a few big cranes.
I've had some big cranes. I've needed a helicopter once.
To a 42-story building, and they had to carry him down because it wouldn't fit in the elevator.
Ooh, so
they that's a big one. A container on the roof. Yep.
We had recently in Hurricane Ian, we had some folks that could only get to Sanibel Island by boat. So we had boats.
Yeah.
Belfour is a company. They're the ones that, that NFL football stadium got damaged, and they're the ones that are in there fixing it. So
yeah, they've got the capacity to do all that large scale kind of stuff. The 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE brand focuses more mid-level, small commercial residential homes, taking care of people. And, it's local market. We're a local market company. We do a little bit of storm work, but Belfour, as the property restoration side, they're built to travel. They take care of things all over the country, all over the world, actually.
Yeah, I see those guys on the big ones. They're running in there with the semi truck with the command center, and they're rocking and rolling. And
They have some really cool tools. They have some amazing assets there.
Yeah.
That is great. William, what's the best way for people to find you guys? Of course, 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE, but website as well?
Sure. Website. You should be able to be 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE near me. Should turn up your local franchise.
I was on there this morning.
Like
I
said, our people are trained, well-experienced. And truthfully, if you dial the 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE number, the operators will locate the right person for your zip code. Yeah. And so they'll get you an answer.
Nice. And I'm sure that's probably a 24-hour-a-day number where they got somebody to help, right?
Absolutely.
I answered so many calls in the middle of the night, you wouldn't believe.
I bet. William Gordon, thanks for coming on today, man. We really appreciate it. Love your knowledge on this subject, because I think it really helps our audience out there to navigate these things, because sooner or later, something's going to go bad, especially with water. And now you know how to deal with it correctly.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Eric and John, it's been fun with you guys. So thanks. And yeah, anything we can do to help, give us a call.
Awesome. Great chatting, William. Thank you very much for your time, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, guys. For John Dudley, I'm Eric G. You've been listening to Around the House.
Thanks for tuning in to the first hour of this weekend's Around the House show. If your radio station doesn't carry the second hour, make sure and catch the podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate you.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds. And here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast. Tell the algorithms we're worth recommending and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.